Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Rambo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, doing good. How's it going?
Not much. You know how we do on this show? You know, we talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. And, you know, we're going to talk, you know, the NBA Finals with the Warriors winning over the Cavaliers. The Blackhawks defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, the NBA draft preview, you know, the Money in the Bank, you know, recap, and of course, you know, end the show with a little WWE news, you know, as usual, and give our thoughts about the upcoming episode tomorrow night. But, of course, you know, the number is 79. The number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. And before we, you know how we do on this show, Mac, of course, you know, we goof around, you know, we're serious about sports, but before we get to the show, you know, and pose an interesting debate. You know, we got to be serious for a moment and of course, you know, offer our condolences to, you know, the victims in the, you know, the massacre that happened in Charlotte, you know, a few days ago. So, you know, my condolences go out to the family.
Yeah. It's a tragic thing that happened, you know, in Charleston. Rest in peace to, you know, the people who died in a horrific act. And, yeah, my condolences go out to the family members of those victims.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's really unthinkable, you know. In 2015, you know, there's still, you know, hatred and racism and, you know, people don't even have respect, you know, to, you know, respecting the people's differences. And, you know, this, you know, murderer would go inside a place of worship to the people welcoming him in with open arms, and he killed them, you know, just because of the, you know, color of their skin. It's, you know, it's really, you know, messed up.
Yeah, sad.
But
he's going to get the death penalty now.
You know, it's just a sad situation, you know, what happened to people. But, you know, our thoughts and prayers, you know, go out, you know, to the family.
Yeah, definitely. Rest in peace. And condolences go out to all those families of those victims. And they will get justice.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. But let's, you know, switch gears and, you know, talk about Notre Dame NBA Finals. And, you know, congratulations to Stephen Curry and Golden State Warriors. Finally got their first championship in 40 years. And Iguodala, you know, a man who didn't start in the regular season, but, of course, you know, he's a veteran, you know, a very talented player. He finally got his first ring and won the NBA Finals MVP. So congrats to him and the rest of the, you know, the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah. They had the best record during the regular season. And in the playoffs, they showed that, you know, they could handle any adversity against them. I mean, they were behind 2-1 against the Grizzlies, and they managed to come back from that and win that series. And even in this NBA Finals, they were behind 2-1. And they managed to win 4 straight to win the championship. So they've been a great and resilient team all year, and they've been exciting to watch, and they definitely deserve to win that championship.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Steve Curry, you know, he becomes, I believe, what, the 7th rookie head coach to win the NBA final. So, you know, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
And you know, with that, you know, LeBron James, after the game, you know, he was, he was obviously, you know, sad about, you know, coming this close yet again and failing to win his third ever NBA championship and the first championship, you know, in Cavaliers history. But he got away again next year.
Yeah, I mean, he just didn't have, you know, the guys like Love and Kyrie Irving to help him out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have enough firepower.
Yep.
to carry the Cavaliers to the championship. But hopefully when they get Irving and Love next season, you know, Cavs will once again be one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, and they'll probably go to the finals again next year and, you know, try to win it this time.
Yeah, now I think about it, it's kind of a throwback for LeBron James. I mean, you know, before he left for Miami, he took his talents to, you know, South Beach. You know, him, you know, by himself, basically, you know, he carried those Cavaliers teams, you know, to the brink of the championship. And with the serious, you know, the injuries to, you know, Love and Irving, you know, that definitely, you know, didn't help his cause, you know. But to his credit, you know, him and the team, they got to game 6, but they were just 2 wins away from completing the dream.
Yeah. And he had a phenomenal series. He almost averaged a triple double for the entire series.
It was phenomenal.
But at the end of the day, they didn't have enough to beat the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, you're right about that. And speaking of triple doubles, congrats to Damon Green, man. He had a triple double as well, and had one of the best performances in NBA Finals history. And he joins an elite group, of Hall of Famers, who accomplished that task. Definitely.
Yeah. Congrats to him. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and he's he's a free agent, and there's rumors Knicks might go after him. And some people even think they might even give him the max contract.
I don't know about that, but I don't know if he's a max player, but we'll see.
I mean, I definitely agree with you. I think they should go after him, but I don't think they should give him max contract. I mean, that's basically what Isaiah Thomas was doing. He was giving very good players. Or very good players before they went to the Knicks, max contracts, and that ruined the organization.
Exactly.
So, I would only give a max contract to a superstar player.
Yeah.
But I think they should go after. I think they should go after them, but they have a lot of holes, and hopefully, in this upcoming draft on Thursday night. They'll be able to fix their, their problems.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because there's a lot of rumors saying that, Knicks might trade their pick for a superstar player. So,
repeat that?
Yes, there's been rumors going around that the Knicks might trade their draft pick, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do this Thursday.
Oh, yeah. All eyes are definitely on the Knicks, the clear losers of the NBA draft lottery after Lakers out of nowhere surprised the lottery predictions and leapfrog over the Knicks and swap picks,
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's rumors. There's even rumors that Knicks might trade with their rival Celtics and trade down and get multiple picks.
Yeah.
That's another thing that, is a possibility.
They gotta win and see what happens this Thursday.
Oh yeah, all eyes are gonna be on the Knicks, no doubt about that. Obviously people are gonna pay attention to what Timberwolves are gonna do, but Timberwolves, I think they're in the driver's seat. They can just right now they're probably sitting on sitting on the beach somewhere, sipping on pina coladas, just waiting for Thursday to come and just draft Okafor or Towns.
Yeah.
Or maybe even Russell. I mean, that's one of the people that Knicks are rumored to be going after, if Russell is, available, Russell on Monday, but we'll see what happens with the Timberwolves, Lakers, 76ers. We'll see what happens with that. And
definitely.
Hopefully Knicks can get a franchise player.
I hope so. I'd love to have Towns or Okafor, but they'll probably be gone by the time the Knicks draft.
Oh, yeah. 76ers is not going to let nobody. They're not going to let any of the top three guys get out of our pass. Unless they find a diamond in the rough or somebody, who they see somebody who, was in a top three, and they do some scouting and, surprise people, who knows? But, it's definitely going to be interesting what Knicks are going to do this upcoming season in the draft, Thursday night, I should say. But moving on, the Blackhawks, they won another Stanley Cup. Their third Stanley Cup in, 5 or 6 years? So,
yeah.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, congrats. I picked them to win, in that finals. And they're a great team. Three times in 6 years, you could call them a dynasty almost.
They're like a modern-day dynasty. I mean, it's kind of like you know, the you could kind of say like the Spurs or the Patriots, you know, they're not the traditional three straight, you know, dynasty that we're known. I guess you could kind of say they're a modern day dynasty, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Giants.
Pretty much.
Of baseball right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations to them. They, you know, they defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they just had their parade. And I came up with an idea, a question that I don't think anybody would you know, has come up with yet. This is an insane idea.
What?
This will never happen. But who would win in a 7-game series if the Golden State Warriors battle the Chicago Blackhawks?
Yeah,
I don't know the question because they're both two different sports.
That's very interesting. I wonder, like, what sport would they play against each other in?
I guess on the home field they play on their home, like if it's the Warriors, they would play on their home floor. If it's the Blackhawks, they would play on their home ice. It would be a dumb idea.
Yeah, well, it's definitely an interesting idea. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one right there.
I would have to say Warriors on the court and Blackhawks on, you know, in the ice, because the Warriors would be slipping on the ice.
Yeah, well, and both of them score a lot of points. Hawks probably play better defense, I guess. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah, but we'll never know, because that's obviously, you know, will never happen.
Yeah. But that's very interesting.
But in any case, moving on along, the Yankees, man, they had you know, some big games. You know, they A-Rod had some milestones. He got his 3,000 hit in Derek Jeter fashion, hitting a home run off Verlander. Congratulations to A-Rod.
Yeah, he's the 3,000 off a home run. You know, he's a third Yankee to hit to get the 3,000 hit from the home run after Jeter and Boggs did it. So, you know, that's a great thing for A-Rod. Although, you know, there's still that asterisk because of him using PEDs. So,
no doubt.
That 3,000 hit wasn't celebrated as much as it should have been, but
absolutely,
rightfully so, because, you know, of what has happened with A-Rod the last few seasons.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, his steroid use, you know, it definitely could have been a lot more celebrated, like you said. But, I mean, with A-Rod, you know, he's playing well, you know, off missing the 1-year suspension last year. And, you know, the Yankee fans, they've surprisingly embraced him. You know, they gave him a second chance, which is, you know, nice to see.
Yeah, definitely.
And this guy, man, he has at least 13 home runs. I mean,
he's been great.
He's definitely putting up the numbers, and we hope, you know, legitimately. And, you know, it's nice the Yankee fans, you know, gave him a shot, you know, to redeem himself. And he's, you know, he's putting up the number. He definitely surpassed my expectations. I thought he'd have 13, luckily, by the end of the year. But he's done it. He's doing it already.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he's on pace to having another 30-100 season.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the way he's going right now, he should.
And also the Yankees – before we get to the other Yankee news, you know, A-Rod, he's currently chasing another Yankee legend, Babe Ruth, you know, for third all-time, you know. So let me try to do the numbers in my head.
He's climbing up the list.
Yeah, he's 30 to 50 home runs away from Babe Ruth, I think, right? I forgot
I
his
think
number.
So.
He was like on six. He has to be what 670 or something.
I think so. He's around there. He's around there.
And of course, you know, Babe Ruth is 714. So he's he's on his way. And another Yankee news. The Yankees had played Old Timers Day yesterday, and a great tradition that the Yankees have kept. Unlike other teams in baseball who do it, from time to time. But, you got to give Yankees credit. They're one of the few teams in baseball that, really embrace their past and legacy. And a perfect way how they displayed it is inducting Willie Randolph and Stoudemire into, Monument Park.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad, it's well-deserved. Randolph was played on those 70s championship Yankee teams, and he was a captain also of the Yankees at one point.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best Yankee second basemen to ever play, and served as a coach also on the Yankees. Yeah, I mean, definitely well deserving for him to get that.
Oh, absolutely. And no doubt about it. He was very integral, as a member of those dynasty team, as a third base coach during the Joe Torre team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Much deserved, no doubt about it. And then, Stoudemire was a surprise inductee to Monument Park. And he gave a very nice speech. He was saying, like, if this is his last one, he's going to, to paraphrase what he was saying, that he's going to, cherish it. And I believe he said he's going to, hope to do some old-timer game in heaven. I think he said something to that effect yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a very touching speech, and well-deserved. So congratulations to both men for taking their rightful place in Monument Park.
Yeah, it was great to see both of them get honored.
And as great as the Yankees felt, at Old-Timers Day, that's the exact opposite of how they felt earlier today when they lost to the Tigers by the final score of 13-4.
Yeah, it was a Tanaka pitch today. He just didn't have it. A lot of his pitches he left up high, and the Tigers gave him a smackdown today. I think they hit, three homers off of him, and he gave it, 10 hits, 7 runs. He just didn't have it, and Yankees offensively didn't have it either today. But even though they still win the series 2-1, they couldn't finish off this final game against the Tigers. But you just got to move on. And they play the Phillies next.
So hopefully Yankees can do the Mets some favors and beat up on the Phillies. Because right now, Mets are in a tailspin right now. I mean, they might as well have Baloo as their mascot right now, because right now, as great as they were in Citi Field against the Toronto Blue Jays, snapping, winning miraculous games against the Toronto Blue Jays earlier this week, in Citi Field, snapping the Blue Jays' 11 game winning streak, which prevented the Blue Jays from setting a record 12 game winning streak. But after that, after they went to Toronto, once they left the country, the Mets have been losing as of right now 4 straight. As we speak right now, they're playing in Atlanta, and they lost those games over there too. The last 2 games over there too. So after they swept the Blue Jays in America, they went to Canada and they got swept in Toronto, highlighted by R.A. Dickey beating his former team, a few days ago on Thursday night. And Mets went down to, Turner Field as they're playing right now. And they've lost the first 2 games, and they're trying to win this rubber game. But as we speak right now, it's, a shutout. But you know, they have Harvey on the mound, and they're hoping, you know, they could get a rally here and Harvey can get another win. But in any case, we'll let you know what happened with the Mets next week. But let's shift gears with the WWE. And, of course, you know, Money in the Bank happened last week. And I thought it was all right pay-per-view event. I mean, there was two awesome matches, the Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins ladder match. I mean, that was awesome. Unfortunately, Ambrose didn't win. And the John Cena and Kevin Owens match, I mean, those guys have great chemistry in the ring, you know. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a good match. I thought the ladder match between for the Money in Bank with Sheamus won, I thought that was okay as well. And of course, the Seth Rollins and versus Dean Ambrose match was probably the best match of the night.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, at one point I thought Dean Ambrose won it. Mm-hmm. He won the title, but of course WWE has to screw with us and tease us. So he, even though he ended up, he stole the title, didn't he? At the end?
Yeah, he did. He stole it again. But yeah, the belt literally slipped through his fingertips. I mean, I've never seen I gotta give WWE credit. I mean, I wanted Ambrose to win, but I gotta give them credit. I've never seen anybody lose a Money in the Bank ladder match with holding both men holding onto the title, falling down, and you know, of course, Seth Rollins, grab the title, you know.
Yeah.
It was like a fumble.
Yeah.
From football.
It was kind of like when Bret Hart left Hogan for Royal Rumble. Do you remember that from 94?
You're talking about when him and Lex Luthor fell down at the same time?
Yeah, they fell at the same time, and both of them went to WrestleMania. It's kind of like that almost.
You're right. So, yeah, I mean, like in that instance, you know, you got to give, you know, obviously we know wrestling is scripted, so you got to give both of those guys credit for, you know, selling it because, you know, that thing they could have easily botched that finish. But, you know, it was a great match, you know. And
it was.
And the upcoming WWE, event, I guess you could call it a pay-per-view event, is July 4th. They're gonna have a special in Japan where, you know, they're going to have Brock Lesnar fight Kofi Kingston. Kevin Owens, NXT champion, is going to face Finn Balor. And, they're going to have a lot of awesome matches down there. It's going to be televised live. Looks like a great event.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. And that in a hot dog eating contest on July 4th.
Is Kobayashi and what's his name, Chestnut, going to compete again? Or?
I know Chestnut's in it. Kobayashi hasn't competed in the last four or five events, I think. He hasn't been in it in a while.
Yeah, didn't they ban him at one point? Like he pulled like a WWE boxing like invade the thing.
Yeah.
I can't remember what year that was.
I don't think he's banned, but I think he's had some kind of contract issue, and I don't think he re-signed with the World Food Eating Federation or something like that. So I don't think he re-signed with them, but
man, they're taking it seriously.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna compete this year. Who knows?
Man, they should just sign the come to a deal agreement.
Well, Sam, it's Kobayashi. And his people, they have to agree with the food eating committee, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. If he loves eating hot dogs, he should sign the deal so he could go against 1-on-1 against Chestnut again, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, Chestnut has beating him two times already, so I don't think there's much to prove at this point.
Well, yeah, but, they're clearly, you know, the rivalry of hot dog eating contest, if you want to call it that.
Chestnut is the reigning champ. Chestnut has won like the last seven competitions, I think,
or nine or something. It's like some ridiculous number like that.
Yeah, he's gonna set the record.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But any case, on Raw, it's the surprise, you know, Brock Lesnar returned, and he's going to face Seth Rollins in the next pay-per-view event coming up. And he's going to return tonight. I mean, actually, not tonight, tomorrow night on Raw. Do you think Brock will win it, or?
I think so. I think Brock will regain the title, to be honest with you.
I think so, too. And then it'll set up the whole Brock's Sheamus in the future.
Yeah.
Line.
That's what this is looking like.
But, yeah, it's interesting to see Brock return. And I wonder how they're gonna push him fighting Kofi Kingston, because he's in a feud with Seth Rollins. I mean, the Kofi Kingston match with him, I don't know how they're going to sell that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see.
Just having him face Kofi Kingston is kind of weird, because Kofi Kingston is, you know, an intercontinental United States champion type, you know, wrestler. He's not like a, you know, he's a high flyer. He's not a, you know, it would have worked the other way around. If Kofi was still a face again and Brock Lesnar was their heel like he was a few months ago, then it would have worked perfectly. But
yeah,
Brock Lesnar is, you know, the face, the monster face, and you got, you know, Kofi Kingston as, you know, as a heel, you know, he's going to need New Day's help in order for him to be even credible to even try to even think of beating Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cause that match looked like a squash match. If this was a real fight, that would be a squash match.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting to see. But Kofi, as you know, he's battled his share of superstars in the past and beaten them, like Randy Orton, when he had that rivalry with Randy Orton. So.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think it'll be good. It'll be a great match to see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know. Kind of like, you know, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. You know, you have, like, you know, the power, you know, you got power versus, you know, like, speed and, you know,
power.
Finesse, you know.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting, you know, the contrasting styles. Because Brock, I mean, other than Seth Rollins, I mean, he hasn't really faced, you know, like a high flyer.
That's true.
You know,
since
he's returned. I mean, other than the Seth Rollins interference at WrestleMania, you know, he's been fighting Cena and Roman Reigns. You know, he hasn't really Big Show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Not Mark Henry. You know, he hasn't faced a high flying dude, you know, yet. So I guess we'll
see how it is.
I mean, he hasn't faced him since, you know, his earlier run, you know, from 2002 to 2004.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes. You have any last words you'd like to say?
Check out my show, Sports. I was about to say Sports or Religion. Check out my show, IMAC, Saturdays at 11, and come back here, check out Sports or Religion every Sundays at 6.
You're the man. Check out both shows. And we want to wish all the men out there, you know, a happy Father's Day. And, you know, guys, you know, just keep, you know, look out for your kids and, you know, try to raise them the best way you can. And with that, you know, he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.